How important do you see the show's role as being?
In terms of contemporary art and in terms of group shows, it's really important, actually. Because it only happens every 5 years, and there's always very good curators who are selecting the artists. So I'm kind of privileged to be part of it. And also, it's that moment in time. It's what's happening now in Britain. So it's great to be part of that. It's very exciting.
How do you feel about being classed in with a group of other artists? Do you like being part of that family of contemporary artists, or is it just the way it has to work for a show like this?
I'm okay with it. Like, groups, labels, descriptions have come and go, really. I've been in a lot of, you know, post-YBA groups, New Neurotic Realism, part of the Charles Saatchi. So it doesn't matter. And I think this, as a label goes, it's quite clear and quite straightforward.
For people who have little experience of contemporary art and may not have seen a Brian Griffiths piece before, how would you convey your work to them? How would you describe what it is you do and what is it you try to achieve with your art?
God, that's a complicated question. I make sculptures, usually, or installations, so using objects and materials. Often they're huge or large in scale, quite monumental. They're usually using things everybody knows or uses. So with the piece I'm showing in the British Art Show, probably at the college, it will be a large tent kind of sculptural structure, which is in the shape of a bear head. So it's something which everybody will recognise and everybody will know. Even the kind of look of the canvas, it's got 1970s camping. So there's something which people will recognise, hopefully feel or understand from the language you're making and the representation.
And what are you trying to achieve with that artwork?
That's a big question, really. What does art do? What do I want to do? For me, it's quite complicated. It's basically looking around myself in my lifetime now, around my culture, and trying to understand the things which are around us and what value they are to us, and how we use them, and how objects come to speak about our lives, our aspirations, our desires. Yeah.
And would you describe your art as playful?
No, not really. I think there's a veneer of entertainment, and there's a showmanship to the work, but I think equally as melancholic and full of pathos. So there's this kind of oscillation, I think. I think it's got a veneer of a playfulness.
And as far as a teddy bear is very much a childhood toy or a childhood entity, is childhood a theme that's in your work, or is that just something that has happened for that one piece?
It's a strange piece, really. I was working with heads. I was kind of interested in the bits of things, like heads and legs and fragments, and how you could put these together. And I was interested, the first piece I did with a head was on the London Underground station at Gloucester Road for Art on the Underground, which was a huge panda bear head. And I was kind of interested in the way that actually looks like a drawing of itself, and also the body looked like it was going underneath the platform. So that was my first time I did it, and it was very successful in terms of making people stop and look at the whole piece. It was a very good moment.
And is that where the scale of your work comes in? Is it about achieving a sense of spectacle?
I think the scale does numerous things. I'm kind of a big fan of Klaus Oldenburg, who makes these huge public sculptures mostly in the States, where he makes a peg absolutely gigantic. I love things when they become about quantity, not quality. When it becomes so big, it seems to empty itself out and kind of lacks a certain sort of subject matter or kind of content. I love it when it's kind of when it just becomes a skin, so the outside and the inside are quite palpable. And I'm interested in kind of monumental sculpture, and I'm interested in the way that you, as a viewer and as a maker, I'm smaller than that. I have to wander around it. And there's a kind of awareness about wandering around a big object, which makes you very aware of yourself, your body, as an object. We like to forget we're objects.
And on that note, I mean, monumental sculpture, what role does that have in terms of contemporary art and contemporary society, and what's the kind of interplay?